What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 211 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled, You Changed, But Keep Walking. Welcome back to episode 211 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled, You Changed, But Keep Walking. Today's episode will be another walkabout going through a park I'm going to call the Keep Walking Park. And the welcome sign says, as you walk through this park, we urge you to read the quotes on each sign and reflect on the words about finding the strength to keep walking. Feel free to share your thoughts in the journals provided at each location. Okay, so let's start out and see where we go. The first sign says, don't try to convince me that you've changed. Whew, hitting us right between the eyes in the beginning. Let's see what the guy said in the journal. First guy said, so true. My ex told me, I know you believe that you've changed, and I'm happy for you, but I don't want to be within 1,000 miles of you when failure hits again. Whew. Yeah, that's one that a lot of us run into in recovery, where people can acknowledge our change, but that doesn't mean they're ready to risk failure and the pain that comes to them when we relapse. Let's see what the second guy said. Said, how do I celebrate the small steps of communication I now have with my family? Wow, there's a positive one where communication has started in small steps with family and loved ones. But how do we celebrate it without getting too caught up in hoping for more and hoping for more, which can lead to disappointment and relapse? The last entry in the journal says, I wish I had communication with my ex. The last time I went over to talk to her, she said, tell it to yourself as you're walking out the door. Keep walking. Yeah, so there's where I get the title for today's episode. When our ex says to us, tell it to yourself as you keep walking. And keep walking. Okay, let's go down the path. Talking of walking, let's walk a little further and see what the next sign says. Okay, second sign says, no matter how important our relationship was in the past, I have moved on. Okay, seems like these signs have been put up by people who are telling us to keep walking. Let's see what the guy said in the journal here. First guy says, I heard a quote early on in my recovery which said, your transformation does not change my future or my present. And I've used that quote to help me focus on self-care. I can get too hung up focusing on other people and what they think of me, and I ignore self-care trying to please them. Second one says, I've learned that I have to put my recovery first every day and let go of anyone who has moved on. That's so important that we can't forget about self-care. We can't forget about putting our recovery first rather than reconciliation, rather than change in other people, whatever it might be that will distract us from our focus on recovery. The third comment says, my sponsor once told me, there's no wrong way to live a sober life. So I'm focused on staying connected with positive people, not with people who point out all the things that I'm doing wrong or that they want me to do differently as I'm trying to live a sober life. Okay, let's keep walking on to the third sign. And this says, I don't mean this to hurt you, but I have no space in my mind for you anymore. Whew. Okay, let's see what the guy said in the journal with this one. I remember the last time I got out of rehab, I was sober, but emotionally withdrawn. And I didn't even know what to say to my family. I just sat around and any communication just seemed so awkward because it seemed like they didn't have a space in their mind for me. And quite frankly, I didn't have space in my mind for them or for regular conversation. Second one says, I remember what one of the old heads in rehab told me. If your family is done talking, just keep walking. There's a good quote. If your family is done talking, just keep walking. And I think that reminds us that too often if our family is done talking, we just sit down in regret or sorrow or remorse or even just trying to figure out how to get them talking and how we can get things restored. But when we do that, we stop walking out our recovery. And recovery is something we have to keep walking in every day. The next quote says, or the next entry in the journal says, this quote tells me how important it is for me to have my like-minded guys in my sober living house around me. We openly share anything and everything we're feeling as we establish new, healthy lifestyles. Wow. A good encouragement for all of us to surround ourselves with like-minded guys who are living sober like us and that we can share with and they understand and they're eager to listen and we get our feelings out and we help each other establish these new healthy lifestyles we need to be walking in. Let's go down the path a little further. And here's the fourth sign, and it says, you don't realize that your past behavior was so hurtful that I want nothing to do with you ever, ever again. Wow. Let's see what the guy said in the journal on this one. First guy says, I can't live with that stress ever again either. So I decided to just agree with my family not to contact each other anymore unless it comes naturally, not forced. And I can tell you I've made a lot of mistakes trying to force conversation when really there was nothing to talk about and it felt like I was that addict again just trying to convince them how much I've changed. Next comment in the journal says, I feel like I'm home again, but totally incapable to deal with the aftermath of the mess I made in my addiction. Wow. Are you caught in that unfortunate situation where you are welcome home again with your family, with your loved ones, but you haven't really been prepared to deal with the aftermath of the mess you made in your addiction? So you either find yourself getting hung up trying to people please or trying to say you're sorry all the time. And we sit down and just try to figure things out when really we need to be focused on keeping walking. Okay, let's go out. We're getting to the end of this park here. Let's see what they say as the quotes to take with us as we head on our way. Here's a sign with a lot written on it. And it says, as you finish this walk, too often our motivation for change or a reason to go to rehab or a goal is to get fully reconciled with our spouse or significant other. Because of that, we keep pointing out how much we've changed. We keep posting on social media or we send weekly messages trying to convince family to give us one more chance, just another chance. And our challenge as we all leave this park and finish this walk is, can you move on in silence, not for others to see, but just keep walking? Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast and going on this walkabout with me. If you were saying, hey, that's me, as you listen to this walkabout, then it's time now to reach out and join a group. You can message me on the link in this podcast or by email at davidfromatod@gmail.com or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide on that platform. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.